Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Tet, and we are holding on the bottom of Chet Amud Beit. So yesterday we found that there was a machlokes abaye of a Rava, and Rava insisted, and that's how we paskin, that we have two parts of a shtar, one of which is the shichrut of the eved, and the other is a gift of property to the eved. It makes no difference whether that's all written as one thing, such that the Eved himself is included in the property, which has been given to him, which is the equivalent of a get shichrur, or whether we have two separate issues, one which is mishachrer, and the other one which is a gift of property to him. In either event, Rava says, you could actually be semech on the Eved himself or on the shliach, who is in one individual, to be mikayim, the get shichur part of it, but of course you're going to need a standard kiyum for the rest of it for the nechasa, which is a little bit strange because it means that we're viewing the shtar as containing two separate shtarot, despite the fact that it's all one clause on the surface. And therefore today, we're on four lines up from the bottom. Today, Amar Le'Ravada Bar Mata Le'Rava, you seem to be speaking only Aliba the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Come on, Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Pargina Dibura. It's Rabbi Shimon who holds that we can split a shtar into two parts in what appears to be an artificial, very sharp knife, because it's not. He's the one who responds to Rabbi Meir in the following Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir, the Tana Kama, says that Akotev Kol Nechasav La'Avdo Yatzah Ben Chorin. If somebody writes everything that he owns to an Eved, so then, of course, the Eved is Yotzi L'Cheiros. However, now here we're not talking about bringing the shtar, we're talking about a regular shtar that was Mekuyam, and there's no issue. However, if he leaves over some karka, Shier Karka Kol Shehu, Rashi holds karka is lav davka. It means if he leaves over something. Now, other Rishonim learn, no. It means davka if he leaves over karka, because an eved is, remember, considered to be, halachically speaking, the equivalent of karka. And therefore, ago avadim ke karka odamya means that since he left over some karka, so we're choshesh that, well, maybe in the same way he left over this field is when he was talking to the eved, he doesn't mean to give the Eved himself, because we see he didn't give him everything, in which case, you know, he was just pulling his leg a little bit, making him being hopeful, and realizing that when he went into court, they'd say, what, are you crazy? You're an Eved. Kol mashakona Eved kona rabo. And in that case, the halacha would be that he's lo yatsa ben chorin. Rabbi Shimon says, that's not true. The only case where he wouldn't be ben chorin is where he said to him, La'olamu ben chorinat shomar, I'm giving you everything that I own except for 1 cent, or 1 millionth of what I own, which may be a message of, you may think you're hot stuff, to me you're not worth a penny, in which case there the 1 cent was the Eved, and this was a good way of letting him know, you know, let him go into court to collect all of the property of the Odin, and they'll tell him, but yeah, you ain't worth 1 cent, la, you know. And therefore, in that case, I agree. But the fact that he may have excluded certain property and left other property, that's not an issue to me whatsoever. So in other words, that would mean, since Rabbi Shimon says, note the words, lo'olam, hu ben chorin, mashma, that it makes no difference whether he actually was kena, the other parts. So let's say, for instance, would Reb Shimon not be moted that if he said, I'm giving you all my property except for some of it. I'm giving you all my property except for 1 acre, right? So then in that case, obviously, the Eved could never collect anything, because whenever you'd come to him and say, well, how do you know that wasn't the 1 acre? So you'd have to prove it. But nonetheless, he's kona himself. Now, this would be a case where the shtar as a whole is actually not usable in practical terms, and nonetheless, we would say, Palgina, the fact that it's all one thing doesn't mean that we cannot be Meshachware the Eved. We will be Meshachware the Eved. So I'm assuming that you, Rav, agree with Rabbi Shimon. The problem is, the reason that I don't think this is a good way for you to paskin, Rava, is because the Omer of Yosef bar Ben Yomi, Omer of Nachman, afal pisha kileis Rabbi Yosi at Rabbi Shimon. It may very well be true that Rabbi Yosi said nice things about Rabbi Shimon's argument on this. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is k'Rabbi Meir. The Tanya Kishin ne'emru dvarim lifnei Rabbi Yosi, that when they said over the argument and the back and forth discussion between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Yosi, he said, you know, that's really beautiful the way you've been showing Rabbi Meir that he's wrong. Karolav mikra hazeh sifatayim yishak meshiv dvarim nechochim. So beautiful the things that you say that you deserve to be kissed, or others learn, the lips of those who hear somebody who says inarguable facts just put their lips together and they can no longer respond with any argument. But in any event, that's kileis. But it doesn't matter because we paskin like Rabbi Meir. So says Reb Nachman. And Reb Nachman, of course, is the one that I and that would always say Mechon. So how are you going along and telling me that the Eved was Yotze Lecheres because of the fact we'll say Pagin and Dibure if we paskin like Rabbi Meir and we should say the Shtar is useless? Wait a minute. Reb Nachman said we paskin like Rabbi Meir. The Omer of Yosef bar Ben Yumi, Omer of Nachman. How about a case where someone believes he's on his deathbed? So this guy is a super hypochondriac, you know. Every other day he's on his deathbed. And he writes all of his nechosim to his eved. Surprisingly, he recovers. Now, the din is, in such a case, that since a person who writes all of his property to someone under the assumption that he's about to die, in fact is understood not to have meant to give it as a gift if he doesn't die, so he can be chozer ben achasim, so he can take all that property back. But if one of the things that he wrote in that shtar was that the eved that he has is freed, if the eved himself was the recipient of the nechasim, then of course it would have meant that he's freed. So then he cannot be chozer with the eved. He can't go back and say, well, you know, it was all a mistake. I thought I was going to die. What am I going to do without you now? I'm feeling perfectly well. Back to work you go. He can't be chozer by eved. So he can be chozer bin chasim because a matnat shchiv meira, of course, is by definition what the person is chozer from if he ends up reviving. But he's not able to be chozer with the eved, because, look, it's inappropriate. Yatza alav shem ben chorin. We already considered him to be a ben chorin, and it would be usher to be mishtabed with him again. So you see that Reb Nachman himself passed in Palgina. Here we take a shtar. We keep the shtar in effect when it comes to the eved, and we cancel the effect of the shtar when it comes to the nechassim. Now, if that were an impossibility, the argument that Kvar Yatza Alav Shem Ben Chorin would be a ridiculous argument. I mean, what's the point? You can't take away an eved because Yatza Alav Shem Ben Chorin. Must be that this entire thing is a way in which we view Matan Shchiv Marvajolah Din and the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan considered that it's appropriate to split a shtar into two parts. And if that's the case, how could you say that Reb Nachman paskined like Rabbi Meir, and therefore Rava should not have said Pogin and Dibore? Om Rav Ashi, that is not the point. The point over here is that the halacha involves another problem, which is the reason that we would paskin and like Rabbi Meir, nothing to do with Pagin and Dibure, and it's an irrelevant point over here. And that is, Einu Taime Bishum Talav Krot Gitahu. And when you write a shtar, that does not make it absolutely clear that you haven't left out the Eved. So then you can argue, okay, we'll prove that you left out the Eved. But the idea is, remember, when we went through that pasuk about Gitei Nashim, we learned that one of the issues is Sefer Kiritut. And Sefer Kiritut for a woman means no strings attached, no further court cases, no ado. In this case, because of the complications of the remainder of the shtar, in which there were things that were left out, you cannot say no further complications. There can be arguments about this in court, and once you say that, then it's already, the problem here is not Pagina Dibure. The problem here is this a Dover HaKoreit completely or not? If it's not clearly Koreit, then we cannot include it in the dinim of Gittin, because we learn out Gittay Nashim, and Gittay, and the Shichra, this we learn out actually from the Shichra of a Shifcha, where it says also, Rekatav La, and this being as that Katav La is talking about her freedom, and that's a get Shichrur, it's clearly the same La La Mi Isha Mi Gittay Nashim, and it has all of the same dinim, and it has to be absolutely clear as a get kritut. So this introduces yet another dinim. We're going to see that there's actually many dinim that they're the same. We're going to get to a little bit later on. And now, at last, for that closing line in the Mishnah. A line that did cause us grief, because it seems to imply that there's no problem of Lishma, and the issue is only a matter of being Mekayim, the get, Bechot HaMav, and of course, we could say that that is La'achar Shalamdu, and therefore it would appear to be true anywhere, you know, or we could be talking about, I mean, which we didn't want to say, only in a place where there is no Chashash of Lishma. But it does say, anyway, an interesting thing, and that is Orarim. Now, what exactly does Orarim mean? And what type of Orarim would we cancel just because we were able to identify the signatures of the get? So when you say RR, what type of RR? How many witnesses are coming along and saying, no, no, that's not the correct signature? So RR, comma, is it an RR of Chad? One person says, I don't think that that's the correct signature. I mean, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Divrei Hakol in RR Pachot Mishtai. There's no such thing as, we don't call that Im Yesh Alav Orarim. The fact that somebody says something is meaningless to us. If it would be RR Trei and two witnesses claim this is not the correct signature, what good would it do to be Mekayim V'Chotmav? I mean, we would still be left with a situation of two versus two, and the Kiyam would still be unclear, and therefore we would not be able to be Mekayim Neshtar. So it can't be talking about our Chad, and it can't be talking about our Trei. So what is it talking about? Because there, my Chazita, the Samach Tahani, Smoch Ahani, why rely on the people being Mekayim the signatures? Ella, what it must mean over here is RR de Baal. The Baal Davar has a right to be our heir because he's the one that's being it. You take my wife away. Well, how can you do that? The same thing would be true, as some of them shown and point out, that an RR, for instance, on a get that's being used to collect from the Kuchot, where I bought a field from this guy before this get came out, and now this woman is presenting the get, and she's claiming, with this get, I can collect my ketuvah from you who bought the field from my husband and didn't leave another field for my ketuvah when he sold it to you. Now, I can come along, and I could say, listen, I'm also Baldov. You're coming to take away my field. Who's to say this is the correct witnesses? I don't recognize this as a signature. Then that's a proper RR also. So in such a case, obviously, I can't tie in against two witnesses that are Mekayim Neshtar. And that's what it's talking about.
The other of the Baal is also on the signatures?
Yeah, he's claiming it's Mizuyav.
I never gave this get.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there was no such contract, so they couldn't very well have signed it. How could they?
Even though his name is on it.
Right. I'm saying somebody forged it. Yeah, it's all things of forgery. And now, just in time for our fabulous rendition by the Volga boatman, La Capitan.
No pehelka mishna.
Wow. How maybe gate, maybe dinat. Yeah, I'm thinking of trying to become his manager. How maybe gate, maybe dinat hayam.
Keep your day job.
Not bad. You know, Larry's got it when he wants to. So we've, as we've learned many times before, we discussed this at great length and reviewed it. He cannot say, and you remember what that means, he got a stroke in the middle. Of course, the Gemara will go through the whole thing again. Now, another issue. These halachas of Malach and Mevi are true whether we're talking about Gitei Nashim or Shichurei Avadim. So, Echad Gitei Nashim ve Echad Shichurei Avadim are the same when it comes to the din of Malach and Mevi. And in fact, this is only one of the ways, which we'll discuss the others, Sheshavu Gitei Nashim le Shichurei Avadim, that there are special dinim that apply both to a get that is given to a woman and a get that is a shichrur. Okay, can we clarify what is meant by eino yochol lomar? Is it that he is incapable of speech? I mean, ilim a cheresh, could a cheresh have been a shliach to bring a get? V'yatzlan hakol kisherim lahaviet haget, chutz b'cheresh shoteh v'katan, because in order to be a shliach, you need to have da'at and be part of the parsha of Gittin. Omer of Yosef, well, it's very simple. So at the time of the delivery of the get, he was a perfectly kosher shliach. And lo yispik lomar b'fanai nechtov b'fanai nechtam, ad shenitcharesh, and he had a stroke suddenly that made it impossible for him to say the words b'fanai nechtov b'fanai nechtam. Now, if we have witnesses, we could still be mekayim the get and use it. It doesn't mean that the etzem shlichus is but. Echad gitei nashim v'echad shichurei avadim. Tana rabbana. There are three special dinim b'shlosha drachim shavu gitei nashim l'shichurei avadim. They basically have the same halacha. Now, there are some that don't like the way that we put that because the dinim are actually found by the Shichurei, not by the Shichurei Navadim, but by the Gitei Nashim, and therefore should have said in the other direction. The given is the dinim from the Pasuk that has to do with Gitei of Nashim. So then Tosha says, I mean, shouldn't it say therefore the other direction? That Shichurei Avadim are similar to Gitei Nashim, because it's like the dinim Molech HaMevi was all said for Eglon and so on and so forth. So, okay, Tosis says maybe it's just because we've been talking about Gittim, so I mean we're going to keep talking about Gittim. So this is one way Gittim, not Shema similar to Shikurei Avon. However, other Rishonim say that wherever you have a Yezerah Shava like this, of law, the point of the Yezerah Shava is it doesn't make any difference which comes first. There's no particular validity of the fact that the halacha appears in one pasuk, because the point of Gezeirah Shava always is it's as if it's written in that pasuk. And therefore, we consider it irrelevant how you say it. And that's actually the point of bringing this out. It could be that Tosfos is, you know, not arguing on that. He's just saying, I mean, nonetheless, he wanted to clarify for the reader where the halacha appears. And when he says, since we've been talking about get, we start with get, it's because of the fact that it doesn't really matter. So therefore, in terms of the reader, we can keep going with the discussion of Gittin. Okay, but in any event, what are these three things? So first of all, there's shaveh in terms of this halacha molich and mevi, which is that, and that's a din that appears in both cases. Furthermore, they're also shava in the fact that kol get, and when it says kol get over here, it's using the get in the broadest term of a shtar. The word get simply means a shtar. So kol get, any normal shtar that has on it an aid who is a kuti, is pasul by definition. But when it comes to Gitei Nashim and Shichurei Avodim, it doesn't matter. Now, we'll see, of course, we understand that we have a machlokas about whether Eidei Chatima Karte or whether it's Eidei Mesira Karte. Perhaps this has something to do with that. And we need to understand what would be the difference. I mean, all shtarot are basically going to be subject to that same question. Okay, this we'll discuss shortly. And the other thing is, in which they're similar, is that kol hashtarot ha'olim ba'arkaot shel avdei kochavim, normal contracts that have been done in a secular court and have been verified by a secular court and have been signed by avdei kochavim, there are still kosher Because the din that has to do with any civil halacha, and of course all financial dealings are civil halachas, are defined by dina de malchuta. And if this is a perfectly valid contract as far as the courts are concerned in this country, then you're engaging in commerce based on those laws. It's a simple din of dina de malchuta dina. And it's perfectly okay. But nashim, obviously, gittei nashim shichurei avadim, is not a civil matter. And over there, it's a question of a special halacha given to Yisrael, who have to be b'nei this whole idea of gittin, kiddushin, owning avadim, as a real kinyan aguf, which is not shayach to b'nei noach. So this is not part of the dinim. Dinim is one that Shem is b'nei noach. They could do anything in that, and it'll be valid for you. But when it comes to this, that cannot be valid. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, that statement of three things is not quite accurate, because there's actually four things. Ukadiva Rabbi Meir ba'arba'a. Now, what would be that fourth thing? Ha'omer tein get zeli ishti, v'tar shichru zela avdi. So, in that case, if he's rotzeh lachzor b'shnehem, if before the shliach got around to giving the get, or either the get shichrur or the get nashim, if he changes his mind, he can be chozer. Because according to Rabbi Meir, we do not say that the very fact that the shliach says, all right, I'll take that for that eved, I'm sure he'll be very happy to be free, and therefore I'll be zochen it for him. So there never is a moment where the get shichrur is still up in the air. The minute the shliach takes it from the guy who's being meshachrer, he was already zoche in it for the eved, because zochen l'adam shelo b'fanav. And therefore, we cannot say that it's shave, because for a woman, it's not possible to be zoche in the get for her, but it is possible to be zoche in the get shichrur. Rabbi, because of zochen l'adam. So you become a shliach for Kabbalah, which is not true about the isha. But Rabbi Meir says, what is the good news about being free? If you're free, then you got to worry about who you're going to marry. If you're an Eved, all doors are open. So much fun. All of those shvrachot, and they're all hanging around the house. I mean, so that's the idea, that the Eved would much rather have fun than have freedom, which of course is true of the entire Western civilization. Freedom, license. Who needs freedom? We need license. And therefore, taking away license in order to provide freedom is considered to be a chovah. What would make you think you could do that shelo b'fanav? And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, that's true. This is the fourth thing where we say it's not good for a woman to get divorced necessarily. I mean, she's losing all of that support. And it's not good for an eved to be freed. Anyway, according to the Rambam, I mean, whenever we say three or four, I mean, you got to ask yourself, I know how to count. What exactly is the purpose of saying a number? So whenever a Mishnah or a Brayt or a Maimer lists a number, it's in order for you to remember it's this number and not another number, which means that there's got to be another issue that it's coming to be Mamayit. So, I mean, according to the Rambam, it's very clear. Three things and only three things. This reminds you, there's that other issue where we're not passing like Rabbi Meir, and in which it's not similar, because when it comes to a get shichrur, the Eved's happy for you to be zochen to get shichrur, and therefore the moment you hand it over to shliach, how could you change your mind? It's too late. The shliach acted now in lokum Eved. Mashim, when it comes to the gitei nashim, we have to wait until it's delivered. So it's not the same. Therefore, we only have three things. Because we don't agree with Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Meir, why does it say four things? Four things and not what things? What are the other things that I would have thought that Gitei Nashim and Shichrur Avonim are the same? So Lamute Maya Libet Rabbi Meir. Tabisham Larabbanan. Minyana Lamute Hada Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Meir, why say four as opposed to which additional case? There is an additional case. Lamute Ha. This particular new halacha de Tanya, edim she'en yodim lachtom. You have witnesses that don't know how to sign a shtar. Mikar'in lehem niyar chalak, you make a stencil. Umimal'im et akira'im, they fill up the stencil dio. And that, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this is only done for Gitei Nashim. Because we have a terrible problem, of course, of Igun. When you get a husband who's ready to act, you grab the opportunity. You don't want all of his good friends saying, hold out, Joe, for another 100,000 or anything like that. Or, why don't you take off to Tahiti before she gets the get, or anything like that, right? So you grab the opportunity, and because of Igun, we always want to make sure we have a get that we can give that woman. And we know how important that is. So therefore, we made this takana that we will accept an X, essentially, as a signature, aval shichurei avadim, or any other shtar. I mean, if these people can read and they know how to sign, then they could sign. But if not, they can't sign in this way. Wait. Read. Who's talking about reading? We're talking about signing. I love the way you flip in that X word. If they know how to read and write. You didn't say read and write first. So, kriya, mandal chashmei, who's talked about reading? Well, I mean, obviously, there's a bill piece missing over in this brayta, and chisurim echasra, what it should have said like this, edim she'en yodim likrot. So now, if the witnesses don't know how to read, so how can they sign the get? I mean, they don't know what it says in the get, you know? So then, korim lifteya, you can read it to them. This is what it says, and then they can sign. And what if they even don't know how to sign? They don't know how to read or write. So then you can both be mikrai with an olive and mikarea with an ayin, which means to cut out the stencil. And then when you cut out the stencil, then it would be perfectly okay. And they can... Nah!
How does he do that?
It's amazing, isn't it? That's it. They don't call him the lion for nothing. You know those sleeping lions, they have this sixth sense with somebody sneaking up on them.
Maybe there's problem with writing on a stencil. How could there be...
Yeah, okay, we'll see about that, what kind of signature that is. But in any event, this would be different. So we want to make sure that we understand that what Reb Shimon Gamliel said, nah, don't think you can do that with a shichur, get shichur. There's an emergency in the get shichur. The emergencies are Gitei Nashim. There, because of Igun, we made this takana, and therefore this is a case in which we do not say that Gitei Nashim and Shikurei Avonim are shoving. So that's true. If you look at Rabbi Meir, four cases and not five. So it's three cases and not four and not five. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. What? But there are so many other things. Vituleka, there's no other thing that we have exactly the same halacha by Gitei Nashim Shichurei Avadim. What about the din of Ha'ika, Ha'omer Shtenu Get Zeli Ishti, or Shtar Shichur Zela Avdi, and he dies? In both of these cases, Lo Yitnu La'achar Mita, you cannot deliver a contract here Li'achar Mita, and it doesn't matter whether there's a din in Zechiah, because the Rabbanu argued with Rabbi Meir, because even when there's Zechiah, the Zechiah is for the option. That's the meaning of the Zechiah. Because he still hasn't received it. And therefore, it's true, Zochim Ha'olim Shalom B'Fanav, that the guy can't have Charata, because we already are holding the get. But you still have to deliver it. And since the Shichur is Chal upon delivery, then you ain't get the Achamita. And that's true about Gitei Nashim and Shichurei Avadim. Masha Enken, if you say, or someone says, Tnu Mana Laploni, give $100 to so-and-so, Umate, and he dies, you still are Yitnu Li'achar Mita, because if he was Mitzav as a Shriv Mira, then the din is, the money is delivered afterwards, because it's Ki'ilu, it was, as we know, Divrei Shriv Mira, Kichtuvim, Chutumim Dami, a special takana de Rabbanon to make it easier for people not to be seized with panic when they realize they haven't left a will and they don't have a lawyer and they don't have witnesses and to sign and so on. And what are they going to do? And they want to give this to someone. So we made this takana that says if it was signed, sealed, and delivered, as we would say. And therefore, in that case, we would actually deliver Li'achar Mita. So how come we do not make that difference and say there too, there's something special about Get Nashim and Shichurei Avadim? Well, because please, When we say there's something special about Gitei Nashim and Shechrurei Avadim, we mean there is something special about the contract of a get Nashim or Shechrurei Avadim. Not about the case. If it would be exactly the same if it were a contract, okay? So then we're not going to list it. So milte de lete bishtarot. Milte de ite bishtarot. If it applies to shtarot in general, we're not going to say that this is something that is similar to Gitei Nashim and Shechrurei Avadim particularly. And remember that Ravin sent a message quoting Rabbi Avu's psak that have a yodim, that Rabbi Eliezer sent a message to the entire Gola in Rav's name that Eshchiv Meira, who did not say give a mona leploni, he said write a contract to give a mona leploni, and he dies, we do not write the contract after he dies. Ein kutvin vinotnim. Because what he said was give it to the guy with the contract. Okay? He didn't necessarily say give it under any circumstances. And therefore, since you cannot create a contract after the man's death, then it's exactly the same as Gitei Nashim Shechrurei Avadim. We're trying to say there's a special din in which we have dinim of contract law that is different for Gitei Nashim Shechrurei Avadim. Yes, all the cases we had now were things that have no application to other contracts. Only fanei nechtam by other contracts. A contract isn't kosher unless it's signed by Jewish witnesses and so on and so on. None of that applies to other contracts. Okay. Because Shem Elo Gamar Lach Nadal B'Shtar Yishtar Lach Amita. Okay, well, I mean, what about the most famous halach of all? The whole thing is based on the Gzera Shava of La Mi'isha, right? And La means K'tiva L'Shma. You didn't even mention K'tiva L'Shma. You don't need to write other contracts L'Shma. You can buy a Chinese-generated contract and stick in, you know, whatever you want in it, and that's perfectly kosher. Over here, it has to be written L'Shma. So I don't get it. You didn't even mention that. I mean, you could say that according to Rabbah, the din of Molech and Mevi is by definition inclusive of the halacha l'shma, because he says that's one of the main things that we're concerned about, that you have to say b'fanai nitam, is you've got to say l'shma. So, okay, so that's included. Not only does it have to be written l'shma, it has to be delivered with the words b'fanai nitam in order to confirm that it was written l'shma. I'm not going to make that a different issue. It's all included, right? But the problem is, according to Rava, who doesn't have any concern about l'shma and b'fanai nitam, we have a problem. But and I get another issue. Whether you're old like Rava or you're old like Rava, can you write a normal contract on a tree, sign the tree, cut it down, and hand it to the guy? Absolutely. Why not? When you're telling me stele or not kosher, write in whatever you want. But when it comes to get shichur and gitei noshim, we learn out from the katav v'natan that there cannot be any other required pu'ula in the handing over of the get between the time of the writing of the get and between the time of the giving of the get. And this is a special halacha which would passel writing that get on a tree and writing a shichur of any amount of trees. How can we know it's that? That's a very special case. Yes, that's true. But ki katani psula dirabona, diorita lo katani. We're only writing things here that pasul mirabona. We're not talking about psulim diorita. Everybody knows that. We're talking about these chidushim that you have to be a book in halakas to understand. What do you mean? What about the business about a get that comes out of a secular court? That's a diorita. So then why did you list that? Our ka'ochel of de kochavim. That's a psula diorita. And katani, you included that as one of the primary cases that Gitei Nashim Shechrurei Avadim are similar. Ah, because it's not necessarily a psula diorita. You know why? Because if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, and there are kosher Edei Misira, Jewish Edei Misira, view this whole thing, then the get, remember, he says you don't need witnesses in the shtar. You only need witnesses to see the handing over of the get. Okay, fine. So then according to him, it would be Eide Mesira Karte, and therefore, if it says it's kosher with other stars but possible by the get, it's possible because of Eide Mesira. That's the point. And the truth is, you wouldn't need to have a Chatima at all. So, nonetheless, it's possible, as we said before, and this was the, we mentioned it before, Moda Rebbe Eliezer b'mizuyaf mitocho, that if the get is, again, prima facie, not a kosher get, because it's got witnesses that aren't Jewish, so then, inachinami, behind the scenes it may be, this is just silly. You know, we just had it there to make the judge happy, but in reality there was a mesira. That may be true, but there's a psul, the rabbanon called mezuzah, but this looks very bad. It looks like we were being semech on these 80 chatima. Of course, we had the other svar before. You may come to be semech on them if you don't have them. And okay, but the point is, that's the dilma atila mismach alayu. But the point is, mid rabbanon, that's possible. Okay, then this is only a rabbanon, and we do list all things mid rabbanon, so that would be true. And but midiktani sefer Rabbi Shimon Omer af elu kisherim. Hold on a second. It says on that exact bright, that says Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's kosher, even if it was in a goyish court. And Rabbi Zera explained, how did Rabbi Shimon say that? Because Rabbi Shimon was Yorad Rabbi Shimon, Lishita Tosh Rabbi Eliezer. Exactly. Who holds Eide Mesira Karte. So what does that mean? It's Michlal, that the Tarakama, who passels, don't hold of Rabbi Eliezer at all. Not because it's a drabbana, but because it's the Yoraita. It's Rabbi Shimon who was Yorid Lishitas Rabbi Eliezer. So now what are you going to say? So once again, we are listing the Yoraitas, because now it turns out the Rabbana don't hold that Eide Mesira Karte, they hold Eide Chatima Karte. So obviously a get that's coming out of a Goyesha courtroom is not going to be a kosher get. So why did you list it? That's not a drabbanon. Only according to Rabbi Shimon is it going like Rabbi Eliezer. No, says the Gemara, that's not the point. The point is not that Bechlal de Tanakama Savar Lo. The difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is not whether we hold of Rabbi Eliezer or whether we paskin like the Rabbanon that Eide or like Rabbi Meir about Eide Chatima. That's not the point. The nafkamina between them is what is the reason that we require a case where even midrabanan we will not accept mizuyef mitocho. And that would be the nafkamina where the get is signed by Christopher von Hofensteins. Yes. Now, anybody who reads that signature says, this is ridiculous. I mean, obviously, we were not relying on Christopher von Hofenstein. And, I mean, this is a Shemot Muvakim. This is 100%. I mean, it might as well be signed Saint Nicholas, you know. And obviously, we're talking about a goy, not a Jew.
That's a clause in the document.
Not bad. He's so fast. He's so fast. It's amazing. So that was pretty good, especially for this time of the year. You know, we might as well be singing. And so, in this case, that's the machlokes. Whether you hold it, there's a problem of mezuyef mitocho, and everybody knows over here. It may be Mizuyev Mitocho, but it's sure not going to be Osula Mismachalai. Nobody's going to call in St. Nicholas to be made in some other case. Well, we saw you. It seemed to be a very fine. Of course, I may assure him they did have these incredible dress up customs where they thought that it was a Rebbe with a big white beard.
And somebody actually said
amazing.
A bunch of, on a string, a bunch of little St.
Yeah, right. So, okay, so they think that it's a Rebbe with a red kapota. Yeah, so maybe they would be Asil Mispachalai, you know. But generally, people would not be Asil Mispachalai. And that would be the nafkamina as to what the reason is, why the Rabbanan posseled it, you know. So that's the question. According to Rabbi Shimon Shemot Muvakim, over there's no chashash going to be Asil Mispachalai. Okay. Well, what about Chazorah? How about the thing about where we said that we wanted to say that according to Rabbi Meir, there's four, right? Now, if the Shliach did not hand over the get shifur, the get nashim, and the mishalech was mevatel it. Is that a deoraita or a derabbana? It's obviously a deoraita. I mean, it's a completely batel shtar because you need that it should be bedato. It has to be ritzono v'katafla, right? So how come we were discussing that case? Right? I mean, that has nothing to do with the issue. We're not talking about issues deoraita. So why were we talking about Rabbi Meir? Ah, okay. There's another point here. And that is Ella. The real point of what things we discuss is when we said before the din of Machurba, the din of Lishma, and so on, and the only way we got out of it was that we don't list Psula deoraita. That's not the point. The point is that we do not list things that would also be true about Shtarei Kiddushin. That's the point. So milta de ita be kiddushin, lokatani, only a milta de leta be kiddushin. Because what we're trying to say is there is something in which a get isha and a shtar shichur are unique among shtarot. But if they're not unique among shtarot, because since we have v'yatsa v'hayta as the famous hekesh of yitzia, which is gerushin, to the hayata, to kiddushin, so anything that is a halacha that would apply to Kiddushin as well, we do not mention. But we do not have these other dinim when it comes to Kiddushin. And therefore, the inyonim that are nogea Kiddushin are not mentioned. What do you mean? Chazora is isa b'Kiddushin. You send somebody to bring a shtar Kiddushin, areyat muresetli, right? And before he delivers the shtar, you change your mind. And that shtar is no good. So then why are you telling me, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, we would have four things, if a shtar kedushin would be the same? So chazor gufa, you have b'kedushin as well? Yes, but we're not talking about a shliach that is a shliach where you need the guy's das, the recipient's das. We're talking about shlichut, where the shlichut is bal korcha. All we need to deal with is the person who's sending, not the person who's receiving. And that is certainly not true. I mean, it doesn't apply to Kiddushin. We need for her to be Mekabel when she wants it. But Shlichut Ba'al Korcha, which obviously only applies by Gerushin or by Shichurei Avanim, it does not apply to Kiddushin. So that's also part of the idea that is not considered to be included in the list of uniqueness. Okay. This halacha that by get, we have these gezeiras, and we're worried that people will be osila mismach alayim and so on. We are not going to say the same thing by kedushin, because the kedushin we want to make certain it's clear that it's chal. That's all we need, is let people think that, well, it's not a good kedushin. What do you mean it's not a good deoraita? It's a good kedushin. You're going to say a deoraita good kedushin. It's not a good kedushin because you're going to be, someone will be semech on a shtar that only had 80 mesira, and they'll think you can rely on St. Nicholas. You're not going to be mevatel kedushin for that, right? Okay, so because of that, we cannot say the same halacha. You're going to be maternatious ish. Well, nowadays we do that. But, you know, once upon a while. All right, gentlemen. Daf tet. And okay, that would make sense because obviously we would say Paginan, even though we can't collect any of the karka. The problem is that Om Rav Yosef ben Yuma, Om Rav Nachman, it's all very nice. Shekilais Rav Yosef as Rav Shimon and said how wonderful it is, but how look like a Rabbi Meir. Tatani kishenemru dvarim lefnei Rav Yosef, kara lava mikraze, svatayim yishak meshiv dvarim nechochim. How can you say that? Me, Omer of Nachman, Ochi, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. How about Shkiv Meir Ashikatav Konech Asav Lavdo V'Yamad Chozer B'Nechassim Ve'Eno Chozer Be'Evet? Chozer B'Nechassim because a Mata Shkiv Meir is able to be Chozer, Mata Shkiv Meir Ahu. But is Eno Chozer Be'Evet Shere Yitzel of Shem Ben Chorin? Which means there must be a Shtar Shichur. Where is that? Must be, you say, Pagin and Diburi. El Amar Avashi, that's not the issue. How to mind the time is from the Lavkrod Gita, who and we were never talking about the issue of Pagina. Im yesh alav orerim yitkayem bechotamav. Arar means kama. Ilema arar chad. Amar Yochanan divrei kol ein arar pachot mishtayim. But if it's arar trei, what good is yitkayem bechotamav? You would still have a problem of trei or trei. So the mai chazita de samachta ani sbochani. Ela arar de ba'al. Amevi get mi mininat hayam v'no yochol omar b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam. אם יש על עבדים יתקיים בחותמיו, אחד גיטי נשים ואחד שחרורי עבדים שובו למלך ולמאבי, וזו אחת מן הדרכים ששובו גיטי נשים לשחרורי עבדים. מה אינו יכול לומר? אילה אם החרש, חרש, פריטו יגיטו את הול, ועצן הכל כשרים להביא את הגט חוץ מחרשות וקטן. ויאמר רב יוסף, אך והזכיר הגגון שנתנו לה כשהוא פוקח, נתנו לה רד כשהוא פיקח. ולא הספיק לומר, בבני נחתם, בבני נחתם, עד שנתחרש. איך את גיטי נש ואיך השחרור יתן רבן? בשלושה דרכים שבו גיטי נשים לשחרורי עבדים. First of all, לשבו למלך המאבי. Secondly, כל גט שיש לו עד קוטי, is פוסל חוץ בגיטי נש ושחרורי עבדים. And thirdly, כל השטרות העולים בערכאות של עקום, אף על פי שחותמיהם עבדי כוכבים הקשרים, חוץ בגיטי נש ושחרורי עבדים, אין כדיבר רבי מאיר בארבע דברים, because he adds, האומר תן גט זה לאשתי ושטר שחרור זה לעבדי, רוצה לחזור before delivery, בשניהם יחזור דיבר רבי מאיר. So בשלם אל רבון, and I understand, you say three, מניונה למעוטי רבי מאיר's case, but according to רבי מאיר, you say the מניונה of four, למעוטי what? למעוטי עד התניה, עדים שאין יודעים לחתום, מקראים להם נייר חלק, וממעלים את הקראים דיו. אומר רבי שממלאו, באמת דבר ממור בגיטי נשים, אבל שחרורי עבדים ושאר כל השטרות, only if they're יודעים לקרות ולחתום, חותמים ואם לאו אין חותמים. Wait, what? Sneaky. קריאה, מנדח השמי. שסור המחס, רבו הכי קטן. עדים שאין יודעים לקרות, קוראים לפניהם. חותמים? אין יודעים לחתום, מקראים להם. And that's only בגיטי נשים. ותו לקה, והאיקה אומר תנו גט זה לאשתי, ושטר שחרור זה לעבדי, הוא מת. לא יתנו לי אחר מיטה. תנו מונה לפלוני, הוא מת, יתנו לי אחר מיטה. Yes, but that's not with the star. כי קטני מילטר דלטי בשטרות, מילטר would have been the same even if it was a star for money, לא קטני. דשלח רבי משמי דרבי אבו, הווי יודעים, ששלח רבי לעזר לגולה משום רבינו, שכיב מראה שאמר כתבו ותנו מנה לפלוני ומת אין כותבים ונותנים בגלל שמה לא גמר להקנתו אלא בשטר ואין שטר לאחר מיטה. Okay, fine, but what about the big things? What about like לשמה? זה בשלמה לרבה היינו מלך ומאבי, which includes לשמה. But according to רוב הקשה, and in both לרבה and לרבה, what about the question of מחובר? כי קטני פסילת רבונן, פסילת דיורייטה לא קטני. Our culture of the kochavim is a pretty big psul. That's a psul di raita, and yet katani. Ah, but over there we're talking about where we have Eidim Mesira. And we're going like Rabbi Elazar Shita. The Omer Eidim Mesira Karta. But Miriktani Sefer Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Elu Kisherim. And Rabbi Zer explained that Rabbi Shimon's logic, obviously, is that Yorad Rabbi Shimon Shita Tosha Rabbi Elazar, the Omer Eidim Mesira Karte, it's pretty clear that the Tanakama does not hold like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. And they hold that it would not be true. No. They all hold the Rabbi Elazar. The question over here is, Ikebinayo Shemot Uvakim. Okay. What about the last case, Rabbi Meir, about Chazora? Chazora is certainly Dioraita v'Katani. All right, so let me change that then. Ki Katani milta de lete v'Kiddush, but milta de ite v'Kiddush lo Katani. What about changing your mind? Changing your mind is ite v'Kiddush. Yes, but not Shlichut Bal Korcha. Shlichut Bal Korcha only applies to Gerushin and Shichru. So Gerushin ite v'Kiddush leta, and therefore we can mention it as unique, Alibid Rabbi Meir.